The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 29 November 2018. Tim in Wyoming, you were saying before we were rudely interrupted by top of the hour break.
Oh, as you say, crass commercialism, right? Ha ha. Anyway, no, I was the video that I saw was actually, it was related to Agenda 21, and it ended up Deborah Tavares, and then I went on from there and looked at different subjects. But I mean, the surgical, as you were saying earlier, basically the surgical precision with which the fires took place was pretty amazing. But the temperatures, of course, were ridiculously high. As you said about the cars burning, when a car burns, it doesn't burn. I mean, sometimes the shell is left and the metal is still somewhat solid.
Right.
The metal in the cars that burned on the highways and things like that was basically a very, almost like a skin of rust on air. People could just walk up and push their finger through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen, especially in the pavement. The pavement around the cars was melted and things like that. I mean, the blocks of the engines were melted. Ceramic sinks melted in people's houses. And, I mean, melted. They burned and melted in people's houses. So, yeah, these were absolutely not natural fires at all. There was no way in the world that they ever happened in a natural way. And as I was saying about that video that I saw, that the man was talking about, he said, I have this much time and experience in this, and I've been trying to explain this to people, and you know, so few people want to pay attention to it or think that it even matters, that he was getting essentially no airplay. I mean, it was basically the people who were watching it or even thinking about anything he was saying were just calling him a tinfoil hat weirdo.
Well, there's a lot of tinfoil hat weirdos that are coming to the same conclusion, and these are the people that deal with the very subject matter we're talking about. They deal with fires every damn day of their lives.
Yes,
and
they're
saying this is not right. And you and I have seen the pictures. We've seen scads of them. People, enterprising people, got out there with their drones, with their high-definition cameras, going over neighborhoods. And we were getting bird's-eye view of cul-de-sacs of homes, as you said, literally reduced to dust. And they're ringed by healthy green trees.
Right. And the funny thing about those houses that have been reduced to dust and the trees being around them is that since the houses burned in the way that they did, and they're literally reduced to toxic ash, they're not allowed to rebuild their homes in some cases, in many cases, actually. The insurance companies won't allow them to rebuild, and the state, there's a state, you know, fire cleanup crew, and there were so many people, there were many, many more people that died in their houses than the official figures, because the houses, you know, the emergency crews went into the houses, went and looked through the ashes. They wouldn't let people in. They wouldn't let people go to look at where the houses had once been, because they were afraid they would actually see the burned people. And so there were my friends in California have told me about how they know people that actually saw that other people that had been burned. And as I was saying about the surgical precision of the fires, there was a video that was taken. It was a video that was, I think it was National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration camera, a satellite photo or satellite scan, basically, of, you know, a few seconds of film or whatever. It's a few seconds of digital footage, and it was a reflection showing. It was literally almost like a mirror. A mirror had been placed in the upper atmosphere and was reflecting, not a clear reflection, but basically like a, you know, like a glass of water, you know, the refract.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like, as I say, more like a lens than a reflection. It was, and it kind of went in a zigzag pattern and lingered on the areas of California where the fires happened.
Well, there was also that I saw that, and I guess these came from space weather satellites. They did it in infrared, standard light, and I forget what the, it might have been ultraviolet or whatever. But what they saw was a 200-long-mile front instantaneously pop up, and it was going 90-degree angle against the direction of the wind. Now, how does a fire line of 200 miles happen within minutes, contrary to a 90-degree wind pattern? The whole damn thing is cockeyed, Tim. The whole damn thing.
When I look at this, you know, the things that they keep saying Santa Ana fires. They keep saying Santa Ana fires. No matter where the fires are happening in California, they're saying Santa Ana winds are causing this. The Santa Ana winds are in Southern California. That's neat. 90% of the time where they happen is in the desert areas where the hot desert wind blows across, and that's what causes things to burn faster. That's what causes extremely dry and hot temperatures and extremely high fire danger. Santa Ana winds don't happen in high humidity areas and mountainous areas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mountain, you know, desert mountains, but not the areas where they're talking about. Paradise, California was not a desert area. It's no longer anything at all except for a pile of ash. But what it once was a heavily wooded, very humid area with I can't remember where it was that I went water skiing from there, but that's when I was there in Paradise. From that place, we went water skiing, and I don't remember where it was.
Well,
and
you mentioned the Santa Ana winds. Now, that's what was in my mind until I saw the pictures of these satellite pictures and the plumes coming off of these fires. It was a south-southwest wind. It wasn't a westerly wind coming in.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's the issue is it's all... No matter how you look at it, no matter what they try to do, they can't get their story straight to tell anybody exactly what happened, because they're never going to tell anybody what happened. Because if people start thinking about what they see in the sky every day, what happens in the natural environment every day, what happens to, you know, what the government says about the natural environment every day, they start thinking about those things, then they maybe start putting things together. And if they turn off their infotainment systems, then maybe they start thinking about things. And if they, well, of course, then, you know, then they miss something on Netflix or whatever, and who knows?
Well, but here's one thing, Tim. Whether they used to watch their Netflix at their computer or watching their movies on their big screen, high-definition televisions, where they used to do that, no longer exist. So that's been taken out of the equation. Because it hit and
carry it around in your pocket.
Well, and we've always said this: it's not going to register people with people until it hits home. Well, it just did hit their home, so we're going to have plenty of time to think about the situation. All right, hey Tim, I appreciate your call.
All right, thanks for taking it.
Okay,
yeah,
sir.
Bye.
All right, Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Well, my fellow donkey goy Gentile Buddy John.
Okay. Okay.
I say that because there's a sort of a documentary on Orthodox Judaism. I often wondered about that throughout my lifetime. So in this presentation, Brendan O'Connell exposing Orthodox Judaism and Israeli spying, and he includes Christopher Bolin.
Right.
Okay, Bolin did a book, Solving 9/11 or something like that. It's all connected to, you know, after Trump was elected, or maybe before, during the campaign season late in 16, you recited a segment regarding all of these Talmudic Shabbat Lubavitch conspirators that populate Trump's immediate support group, if you will, and now his cabinet. Okay, so you got this guy Levi Semtov, the chief Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi of Washington D.C. when Obama was president, and at HenryMacow.com, there was an article pertaining to whether Shabbat is a criminal, racist, terrorist organization. Okay, so Levi Semtov, head rabbi of Washington, D.C., Shabbat Lubavitch, is openly bragging about owning U.S. Congress. He says, we have all phone numbers, addresses, from the president all the way down to the janitorial staff. Now, Michio Kaku Kuka, America preeminent theoretical speculative physicist, because that's all it is. It's bizarre, hyper-dimensional, and even Kaku publicly declared that it is the Kabbalah in the Zohar, according to Tex Mars. Tex Mars did this one, Holy Serpent of the Jews, that was banned.
Okay, Fred, you're driving like a man drunk on the highway. You're all over the place. Narrow this thing down and make the point.
Okay, so Kaku declared that the Kabbalah, and he was joined by five of his colleagues, is their motivational guiding force. It is the source of all their hyperdimensional physics principle tenets. All right.
Okay, I don't know anything about hyperdimensional whatever. I live on this plane in this dimension. But the people we're dealing with are living in the same place. So, okay.
Yeah, well, here it comes.
Okay.
On 9th of September last year, CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose and some really cute babe, Michio shows up describing megatrillion-watt lasers that have been deployed, but they did their best to correct him, allegedly. And allegedly. Megatrillion-watt lasers that are airborne and terrestrial-based, that's what happened. And the guy that Tim in Wyoming was cited, and that Steve cited, I think, on Sunday, plaintruth.info, he has a presentation called Love Trump's Truth. It's on YouTube, Love Trump's Truth. And he lays it all out. Eyewitness accounts with their smartphone cameras recorded these blue laser bolts. Some were golden color, some were blue. Kaku confirmed, yes, we have megatrillion watt lasers that can do amazing. He even said, 100 times more powerful than a natural lightning bolt. That's what Judy Wood, with her 700-page textbook, which is why she was fired from U South Carolina, that's what melted all the porcelain matter and all the stuff with the first responders, vehicles, et cetera. All right? And 110 stories is justified down to 1.5 stories. That 110 stories, 500,000 tons.
Yeah, but here's the problem. There were video cameras running. These planes flying into the Twin Towers was actually being recorded, and we didn't see any beams. Okay, we didn't see any trillion watt beams coming down from the heavens.
Yeah, well, it could have been something. John Lear, 9/11, no planes. 1999, he had a 200-page download from a military website describing an airborne 3D hologram technology that projects a 3D image from probably 100 miles away and also functions as a cloaking tech. No plane in history. And in fact, if you look up Albert Stubblebine, Major General U.S. Army, U.S. Security Command, and then, Lieutenant General Robert Bauman, Ph.D., U.S. Air Force Advanced Space Program Director, they're on a documentary entitled The Demolition of Truth, and they said, no way can a plane even penetrate, let alone slice through it. A plane is just fortified sheet metal. No way. It was a 3D image. Everybody's eyes deceived them. And, of course, the Shabbat-Lubavitch media communitarian propagandists, psy operatives, that's what they all promoted, right?
You know, this sounds like a script. I don't know if you remember the movie from the 80s, Val Kilmer. When he was a very young man, was in this movie called Real Genius. What was the plot of the movie? Well, he was working for, he was at one of these brainiac colleges, and the military came in, and they wanted this stuff developed, and what was it? Oh, well, it was space-based lasers.
Oh, man.
Yeah. At any rate, okay, no doubt. Fred, I appreciate the call. We're coming up here on a break. I've got to go.
Check out that thing from 99. September on CBS This Morning with Michio Kaku.
Well, and I was just talking about this. I was just talking about this with Mike during the last break. The technologies you're seeing being brought on board right now, all of a sudden, they're just not theoretical. They were theoretical a little while ago. We were doing some experiments. Oh, this looks promising. No, they're now, the technology is now being adapted and used in current time. I mean, it's real, it's palpable, they're being deployed, part of their nice little police state. Stuff that was, just theoretical a few years ago, all of a sudden we discover that, the technology exists, and it's being put on platforms and being used. You know, you're not in the minds of, and you're not in the defense laboratories. We don't know. These people are signed. I guess if you sign a non-disclosure, I think they have a paragraph in there, you utter one word of this, and it's decapitation time. But, folks, we don't know the technology that they have, that it's being developed today for deployment tomorrow. But the point is, the stuff that they were working on 20 years ago, well, it's just theoretical, and it disappears from the radar scope, and nobody really talks about it. That technology is here today. Oh, but it's still a long way off, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's here. This rise in artificial intelligence. I mean, folks, if I get enough time, I'll roll around to the story that they're actually using artificial intelligence over, I do believe it's in England. I'll have to pull the story up. But it's the old crime prediction. They're predicting crime now on algorithms based on data that they've been stealing for a number of years. Sound like science fiction? This is not a movie. This is real life. Let's break. We'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down.
This is actually your uncle playing. Okay, and this is what kind of music is this? It's Czechoslovakian polka. Cut. And you told me during the break this is the only music your father listens to. So he's not down with gangster rap, then, I take it. No, he absolutely hates it. Mark Slavo, thought police, British cops are building AI program that will stop crimes that haven't been committed. Let me remind you that the Minority Report with Tom Cruise, 2002. What was that movie about? Predictive crime. A dystopian future awaits humanity if we cannot realize the dangers of programs such as the one the British police are working on. The cops want to create an artificial intelligence program that will somehow stop crimes before they've been committed, also known as the thought police. Police in the United Kingdom are piloting a project that uses artificial intelligence to determine how likely someone is to commit or be a victim of a serious crime. These include crimes involving a gun or a knife. Well, a gun. They're banned over there. As well as modern-day slavery. New Scientist reported on Monday, ironically, the police creating the program don't see government as a modern slavery, but yet that's exactly what it's evolving into. The West Midlands Police Department is heading the trial project through the end of March of next year. They are expected to have a prototype at that time, and there are 8 other police departments reportedly involved as well. And the hope is to eventually expand its use to all police departments in the United Kingdom. According to Gizmodo, the program is dubbed National Data Analytics Solution, or the NDAS. The system pulls data from local and national police databases. Ian Donnelly, the police lead on the project, told the New Scientist that they have collected over a terabyte of data from these systems already, including logs of committed crimes and about 5 million identifiable people. Now, keep something in mind while I'm telling you this. In England, folks, you can't go anywhere. You're on closed circuit TV everywhere. So how convenient for the biometrics and the face reading stuff and everything else. The system has 1,400 indicators from this data that can help flag someone who may commit a crime, such as how many times someone has committed a crime with assistance, as well as how many people in their network have committed crimes. People in the database who are flagged by the system's algorithm as being prone to violent acts will get a risk score. New Scientist reported, which signals their chances of committing a serious crime in the future. Well, it gets a little proactive. Donnelly told the New Scientist that they don't plan to arrest anyone before they've actually committed a crime, but they want to provide counseling to those who the system indicates might need it. Did you hear what I just said? They're not going to go arrest you, but they're going to pull you in for counseling. What? He also noted there have been cuts to police funding recently, so something like the NDAS could help streamline and prioritize the process of determining who in their databases most needs intervention. Even with that assurance, it isn't too difficult to imagine how tyrannical this kind of technology would become, and quickly. There's a serious invasion of privacy that must happen when it comes to intervening with individuals before something traumatizing has even happened. The system would be responsible for sending mental health professionals to people's homes because an algorithm suggested that in the future there's a chance that they may commit a crime or fall victim to one. To enact that type of intervention across an entire country most definitely paints a picture of being eerily intrusive, dystopian, and tyrannical, where the government wholly enslaves the public on a whim. Wow. You know, and what they're doing is adopting the system like we have in this country that everybody is suspected of being a criminal unless you're vetted and you're cleared. Here the assumption in this country was, folks, and still is, they're trying to make you think it ain't this way no more. But you're innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. So you're going to have mental health reps showing up at your home because some government computer said so? Oh, and you don't even have to be the criminal maybe potentially committing this crime. You potentially might be a victim to a crime. Well, that covers just about everybody then, doesn't it? And how many people do you think, once these mental health people go in and assess and score and grade and do all... That they suggest that you may go on mind-altering drugs such as SSRIs, which we already know exacerbates the criminality in people, puts them into a state of I don't know what, not of this world, and they discover them themselves doing things, they're consciously aware of it, but they just can't seem to stop it. Listen to some of the testimonies of these mass shooters. It's kind of like an out of body experience. I was aware of what I was doing, but I didn't have the power to stop myself. Wow. So the government is going to take on the responsibility for everything and everybody. Anybody see a problem with this? And you'll hear such little terms being thrown around, well, the potential for abuse. No, it will be abused. People are, in this draconian doublethink terminology, folks, everybody's going to be guilty until they vet you and give you a clean bill of health.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Won't be out in the morning too, Bonnie. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
And why did Steve send this over to me, Mike? Okay, I don't have the time to read this. Steve, if you'd like to pop in for 15 minutes while I read this lengthy thing, my graduating member from Nurse Ratched School of Medicine, that ought to get him going. You'll get a phone call in about 2.5 minutes. Well, here's one for you. If this doesn't grab you out of today's broadcast, nothing is going to. And this is actually done by the Washington Times. And they're talking about the IRS defends paying refunds to illegals who never filed taxes. Okay, so let this sink into your skull here for a second. Taxes that you may have paid into the IRS and you're maybe expecting a stipend, a refund of some sort. Yeah, the surety for the bankers on the funny money system, that's what the IRS is. So now we're going to dip into the IRS accounts to do refunds to illegals that didn't pay taxes in the first place. Wow. Only in America, land of milk and honey, streets paved with gold. The IRS is defending its decision to let illegal immigrants claim up to 3 years' refunds on income, even if they never paid income taxes. Telling Congress in a new letter last week, the agency lawyers have concluded getting a Social Security number triggers the ability to go back and ask for previous refunds. President Obama's new deportation amnesty could grant Social Security numbers to as many as 4 million illegal immigrants, making many of them eligible for tax refunds under the Earned Income Tax Credit, even for years when they cheated on their taxes by working off the books and not filing tax returns. Section 32 of the Internal Revenue Code requires an SSN on the return, but a taxpayer claiming EITC, that's the Earned Income Tax Credit, is not required to have a Social Security number before the close of the year for which the EITC is claimed. And that's according to IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. He wrote that in a letter to Senator Charles Grassley. The IRS chief lawyer, who had reached that conclusion in 2000, and the agency has newly confirmed it, Mr. Grassley called that a mockery of the law and said he'll try to write a bill specifically prohibiting it. I got a better idea here, Mr. Grassley. Stick with me here for a moment. Why don't we just outlaw the IRS, the surety mechanism for repayment to the bankers, and let's get rid of the Emergency Banking Act of 1913. Mr. Grassley, that would be a good start. Wally in, this is either northern New Brunswick. Oh, that's, don't we have the Canadian, don't we play the anthem for our Canadian friends when they come on air? Oh, okay, you don't have it in queue. What's up, Wally?
I don't know. I think I'm going to hang up if you don't have my anthem in queue. John, going back to the bit about this programming to determine if you're a potential criminal or whatever, that part doesn't really scare me. The part that really scares me is the guy who gets to program the chip that defines the crime.
Say that again?
The guy that programs the chip that defines the crime.
Oh.
So
you're a little bit worried about all of this programming that's being written around the AI, and well, you know, it's going to have a mind of its own. You know, it's rather tedious to get up there and try to wrangle in millions of lines of programming data. So we're going to have the artificial intelligence take over, and they're going to be running the show. Doesn't that make you feel better?
No, because somebody has to tell the artificial intelligence how to do it.
You know, this must be movie day. What was that? What was that movie with the ex-governor Arnold? I'll be back. Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Terminator. You know what? What did they build? They built an artificial intelligence that the military used that took over the computers of the world.
Yeah. Well, I won't go quite that far, but I'm thinking, you know, you determine the crime beforehand. You invent the crime, and then you put it into the machine.
Well, they're not even going to have. They're not going to even have to do that.
That'll be the next step. And my question is: could you imagine if Mueller had one of those?
I am still lamenting the fact that we have one of those, and I'm meaning Mr. Mueller himself.
Yeah.
All right. Wally, thank you for your call, sir.
Scary.
All righty.
You're welcome, John. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. I have Nurse Ratched on the line.
Nurse Ratched.
It's medication time. It's medication
time. Yes, I've taken my medication. Hey, I wanted to send that over to you, the DARPA. Read that up sometime. And I think your direct energy weapons falls under that category. It doesn't say it in there, but there's a lot of stuff they're not going to tell you, but it certainly seems like it would. And something came to my attention. I don't know if you've noticed this watching TV, but I did find an article the other day where the government is suggesting that the people, the citizens, actually do this 23andMe and or Ancestry DNA analysis. And if a government's pushing that, I got to wonder, why would the government step in and push this 23andMe DNA analysis thing here? And that brings me back to your sci-fi movies, which is sci-fi, but it's starting to become a reality, isn't it?
Have you watched V for Vendetta?
No, actually, and I don't have it on demand. I looked, and it's not on demand, so I'll have to go rent it, find it somewhere, rent
well,
it.
Well, you know, I'm going to warn you, the Wachowski brothers, or whatever the hell they called themselves, there's a little bit of homosexuality in there, and there's a little...
Oh, I can't handle that.
Oh, no, do you get...
You remember, I turned off Harvey Milk in the first 15 minutes.
I took it back to Blockbuster once I realized what the hell the movie was. I took it back and got my money back. But that's not the point. The point is... of the movie script itself, it's the dystopian English government that I was just describing. You need to really watch this. You really, really, really need to.
Yep.
And we're going to have a test on this Monday.
I will find it. I will find it.
All right, but
yeah, check that DARPA out. It's pretty good stuff.
Well, I will read it. By the way, don't you have a jazz show to do tonight?
No, Friday night.
Oh.
Damn. Thursday.
I don't want to wish your life away, but I thought today was Friday.
No, it's not. Tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks. Thanks. Listener, I've got this on my caller screen. Listener says, Dr. Jennifer Daniels says, the E. coli is because they ship veggies in truck trailers that previously carried meat. Not all of it. But I could imagine. Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, that's a great way for E. coli. You know, and this is not of the human variety. Could be of the oink oink or the moo cow. Exactly. I never thought of that. Thank you, caller. Appreciate that. All right. What's that? Nurse Ratched. I got him. He calls me the claw. Anybody that would, I hope he's listening right now, anybody that makes fun of somebody that they can't open their hands fully in the morning and they get a yuck out of that, they deserve to be called Nurse Ratched. Yes. By the way, what the hell, General Jack Keane, the blue-eyed, putty-nosed general that is a Fox contributor. All you have to do is watch the front man, the sock puppet for the military-industrial complex, and let's go bomb, bomb, bomb Iran, or anybody that's currently on the radar screen. Yeah, Jack, I don't want to wish your life away, but why are you still on this planet? He's banging on Iran. Well, we've got to do something about Iran. All you have to do when you see the blue-eyed babe pop his putty little nose up on the screen, you already know what's coming. Well, the latest development here, the U.S. is accusing Iran of launching missiles capable of reaching Europe. Now, get the narrative on this one, folks. Okay, we had Netanyahu up in front of the U.N. a couple of years ago with his very carefully crafted fifth grader style bomb. You know, the red line, here's the bomb. And it was all the rage of accusing Iran. Well, they still have their centrifugal things going, and they're still developing fissionable nuclear material. No, they weren't. Because Israel was in there with the program, they should know better because they had a hand in destroying these centrifuge locations through a computer program. I think it was called Stuxnet. They're fully aware of what the capabilities are of Iran. But no. According to the State Department, Tehran is producing several types of missiles that threaten U.S. partner countries in the Middle East and jeopardize American forces in the region. Today, the United States is unveiling new evidence of Iran's ongoing missile proliferation. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, claimed, "The Iranian threat is growing and we are accumulating risk of escalation in the region if we fail to act." Hook called in on the EU, to impose sanctions against the Islamic Republic, stressing that the missiles that Tehran has been proliferating are capable of reaching Europe. I'm capable of reaching Europe, okay? Does that make me a bombastic weapons of mass destruction threat to Europe? Now, they're going to keep trotting the stuff out until they find something that gets a little bit of traction, and then they're going to run with it. But here again, let me remind people that Syria and Iran is on the list. The last two countries on the list, the seven countries that had to be destroyed, the leaders disposed of, the country bombed the hell out, flipped the regimes that are more conducive to don't give us any lip, we just blew the hell out of your country. Putting and installing people that are more conducive to the United States' way of thinking. Two countries left, folks. Two of them. Syria, which they have failed miserably, and thank you. Thank you to Putipoo. Putipoo did it. If it wouldn't have been for the Russian military being in Syria, Assad would have already been deposed, the government blown up, half the country wiped off the face of the map, and there would have been the new style terrorist being the governing body in Syria. It has happened over and over. It's like an old tape. Just pull it off the rack, blow the dust off the tape, plug it in the player, and play. Now they keep, the Iran missile down. You know, that Iranian deal was no good. Well, a lot of countries looked at the deal and said, you know, this isn't so bad. Then they got the idea that, you know what? No, we're not going to play with your coalition forces to go beat up in a country for the reasons that you're concocting. We're not going to play. So Hook is calling on the EU to impose sanctions. He went on to say that we urge all nations, especially the European Union, to move missile sanctions through the European Union so that we can start managing the risk of regional conflict through missile proliferation. Right. The diplomat also blamed Iran for allegedly supplying the missiles to its proxy forces in Yemen. Jeez. Oh, my God. Yemen has got 14, 15 million starving people. They don't have missiles. Iran has not been shipping them missiles. If they were, they wouldn't be being eradicated at this very moment by Saudi Arabia, which, by the way, we are the ones that sold Saudi Arabia the weapons that they're, well, kind of doing away with the population of these stinky little Yemenis in Yemen. That's the bold, honest, in-your-face truth. Washington, of course, has been repeatedly accusing Iran of trying to gain influence in the Middle East. Thus, U.S. President Donald Trump has listed the country among the threats in the National Defense Strategy, the NDS, submitted in January of 2018, which has sought to revamp the U.S. military to counter growing global challenges. We've had global challenges all but for 4 years in this country's history, folks. 4 years of peace in the 240-some years we've been around. And we're always seeing a global challenge, real or imagined, and we send the CIA in to engineer it, and then we point it out, and then we go blow the hell out of it. Yeah, that's the way this works. Folks, we need to get control of our government before they do something and go cross that line of which there is no return. And I'm speaking specifically, well, let's start pressing that little red button. You know, the ones you need the nuclear codes for. Because apparently these people are not going to be happy until the missiles are flying and burning everybody on this planet to medium rare or to a burned out cinder, whichever comes first. It's insanity. 18 years, we're still in the Middle East. We haven't accomplished the mission, but of course they never set out what the mission was about in the first place. Oh, it started out to depose these people that have weapons of mass destruction. Then it turned into the war on terror. And the terrorists are the ones that are pushing it back against the United States, attacking their countries for next to no good reason at all. Oh, and by the way, we have the intelligence community warning everybody in this country that we're under imminent threat. Oh, these terrorists, they're coming our way. Well, they wouldn't be even if it were real, they wouldn't be, if you weren't over there killing millions of the countrymen in the Middle East. 18 years, and they have not yet defined what the mission is, but it still goes on. And here's the mission that they'll never admit. The seven countries have got to go so Israel can expand its empire. It's the Greater Israel Project. That is the bottom line. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the unvarnished truth. 18 years, and we're not there yet. I suppose the Israelis are getting a little impatient. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
What a wonderful way to close out this Thursday edition of the National Intel Report. There are signs that the general tolerance of Israel's misbehavior might be ending. More significant in last week's announcement by Senator Rand Paul that he intends to place a hold on the current package of $38 billion in military aid to Israel, which means he can filibuster the issue in the Senate to delay its passage. Paul, who, like his father, is a skeptic regarding foreign aid in general, did not cite any specific issues connected to the aid package, but critics have long noted that Israel is in fact ineligible for any foreign aid from the United States because it has an undeclared nuclear arsenal consisting of at least, and it's upwards to 400, but at least 200 nuclear weapons. For that reason, providing aid to Israel is illegal under the Symington Amendment of 1961, as well as due to the fact that Tel Aviv has rejected signing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Paul's action is extremely courageous, as he is the first senator since William Fulbright to dare say anything negative about the Jewish state. Fulbright was, of course, punished by the Israeli lobby, which committed major resources to defeating him when he next came up for re-election. Another U.S. senator, Charles Percy, was so bold as to maintain that Palestinian Arabs might actually have rights, also found himself confronted by an extremely well-funded opponent who defeated him for re-election. So Paul's action is far from risk-free. In fact, the Israeli lobby is already reacting hysterically to the hold on the Israeli government, and one can be sure that all their massive resources will be used to punish the senator. Another area which might have expected more pushback from Americans is the lack of any serious resistance from Christian groups. Well, that's because they're wallowing in their Judeo-Christian crap, that's why. To the processes whereby the conservative Likud-dominated Netanyahu government, conservative, is seeking to turn Israel into a purely Jewish state. That too is changing due to Israel's behavior, even though Israel boasts that it provides a safe haven for Christians to practice their religion, reports occasionally surface suggesting something quite different. Jewish zealots spit on Christian clergy and curse them out in the streets without any fear of repercussion. Some clergy have been harassed and even assaulted by Jewish extremists. Churches and religious foundations are frequently vandalized or defaced with obscene graffiti, and the Israeli government has also confiscated or destroyed church property. Yeah, there is a problem. Calling the Likud government conservative in Israel is unto itself a real stretch. So they still have two countries to go, and Russia has also signaled that, you know what? We have interest in Iran, and we're not going to let the United States attack Iran either. Whoops. We came up two countries short on the list to make Greater Israel, didn't we? And I hope it stays that way. See, this is the topic that's never discussed. We got this on. The only thing you're being pumped full of is how to support our troops, our heroes. We don't discuss why they're there in the first place, and isn't it time to come home? And by the way, you know those little yellow ribbons, those little magnetics that people used to put on the back of their cars, you know, for the service people in the service? Well, I got a yellow magnetic ribbon on the back of my car that simply says one thing: bring them home. That'll do it for us today. By the way, all the people that took part in the Extendivite giveaway yesterday, all your payments have been registered. The addresses are going over to Extendivite. And I got the message back from our dear friend there from Extendivite. He was damn near in tears of the people that responded to that offer yesterday. We thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.